Shalom, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Christ and Savior, Jesus Christ. Believe and trust that you are all well by the grace of the Lord. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your prayers. Young brother Chavula Masuzio, we are continuing with the thought that we started yesterday on daily devotion. On friend, how comest thou in? Yesterday we read in the book of Matthew chapter 22. I want to read that chapter again on verse 12. And the Bible reads, and he saith unto him, friend, how comest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. So yesterday, we saw that this man who came to attend the wedding upon the servants of the king, inviting people or bidding the people to come who were both good and bad. When the king came out to see the guest, he identified this man who was not putting on the right garment. And the king came to ask him, friend, how comest thou in? How did you find yourself here without wearing the wedding garment? Now, today I want us to look at an example of one person who was invited. He did not come through the roof, or he did not get crushed the event. He had received an invitation, but oh my, he was not wearing the wedding garment. Let's open in the book of Matthew chapter 26, verse 14 and 15. Matthew chapter 26. Verse 14 and 15. The Bible reads, then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will ye give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. This is Judas Iscariot, who went to talk about the Lord Christ and Savior, Jesus Christ. But now he could deliver him into the hands of the chief priest. So Judas was talking about money. Now, probably Judas was in need of money, maybe had a genuine need. We don't know, but let's assume he had a genuine need. So, here is Judas, we're just assuming, he's in need of money. Now, as he's in need of money, he thought of something. And what did he think of? How can I make money through this message that I've received? And what was the message? Jesus is the word of God. So, Jesus is the message. Then the Lord Jesus told the apostles to say, go to this such a place, you're going to find a man, tell him that the master's need of your house so that he can have a feast, the Lord's Supper. They obeyed, they did that, and all the apostles were called to come and attend. So Judas, he is not get crushing, he is coming as a man who has been invited by the master to attend the Lord's Supper. So as Judas is coming, he is coming according to the invitation of the Lord Jesus. He was among the apostles chosen by the Lord Jesus to be in the fold. But how did he come in? This friend of ours, Judas, he came in as a person who was occupied in his mind with the cares of the world. He had the need of money, but the thing overtook him and it made him to fall. Remember, Satan, brothers and sisters, does not force anyone to sin. Satan waits for a person to give him authority to occupy them and use them. So is the Lord. He does not force as well. He waits for for a person to open themselves unto him, then the Lord will take control. So it's through the decisions that we make. So friend, now comest thou in? So when Judas was coming for the Lord's Supper, how did he come in? He came in with the mind of betraying Jesus so that he could make money out of Jesus. Yes, that's how he came in. When he was invited, he obeyed the instruction. He followed the instruction. He came to attend. He is in the fold. He is not outside the fold. But how did he come in his mind? The mind was set on making money. You see? Brothers and sisters, let's say something here. Betraying the message. So we learn something from Judas, that Judas betrayed the message of this hour, yet he was in the fold. How did he come? He came with the view of using the message to make money. There are others who have come into the message, and their mind is set on things of the world. They have already covenanted with the chief priest, well, now they can use the message to make money. Friend, how comest thou in? So Judas, the mind was overtaken with the cares of the world. Maybe the need was genuine, but you see, he did not place it in the hands of the Lord. Even as he was sitting at the table of the Lord, he was not thinking of, Lord, here I am as your child, coming as an empty vessel to empty himself so that the Lord could speak unto him. You know, as we come into the house of the Lord, we need to learn to come as an empty vessel so that the Lord can fill us with his goodness. But Judas' mind was full of noise. He was only thinking of the things he had covenanted with the chief priest, or now to betray that message of his hour to make money out of it. Friend, now comest thou in. You've come through the invitation like Judas did not get crushed. He was among those that were called by Jesus Christ to be apostles. He's among those who have been taught to say there'll be the Lord's Supper in such a place. He knows the venue. But as he's coming for the Lord's Supper, he is coming as a man who's troubled, who's only thinking of using the message to make money. He betrayed the message. And it's happening in our time as well. Friend, how comest thou in? Others are coming in order to betray the message for fame. They are betraying the message that they have received for fame. Brothers and sisters, you see, the way we come, it's important. Brother Branham used to say, the way you come in into the house of the Lord in terms of your attitude determines what you get. You can either get a blessing or a curse. So when we come for fellowship, how do we come in? Friend, how comest thou in the presence of the Lord? Are you emptying yourself so that the Lord can speak unto you? Are you coming with an open mind to receive whatever the Lord is going to speak through his vessels? Yes, you may be sick, you have a genuine need, but do not allow that to overtake you, because it can blind you and make you miss the blessing of the Lord. Look at Judas Iscariot. He is sitting at the table of the Lord, and yet he was missing the blessing. You can be sitting, brothers and sisters, under an anointed ministry, but your attitude can make you miss the blessing of the Lord. And God can manifest in a mighty way. Others are receiving, others are not receiving in the same place. The way it was with Judas, he was betraying the message for money. He sought Jesus, and Jesus is the word of God. He was selling that message for money. How did he come in? In his mindset, he saw the message, something he could use to make money. So he was betraying the message. Why? His mind was full of the world. The world was in him. Brothers and sisters, remember what the Lord told us. We are not of this world. He has chosen us out of the world. But Judas, in his life, he was in the world and the world was in him. He was carried with the cares of the world. He was blinded by the cares of the world. Let's not be blinded as we come into the house of the Lord. Friend, how comest thou in to hear the word of the Lord? How comest thou in, friend, when you are coming at the table of the Lord Jesus, where is breaking forth the bread of life? Because that determines what you get. So we see one example of Judas Iscariot here. He did not get crushed. He came as an invited guest. He knew the instructions that the Lord had given. He knew what time they were supposed to meet. But did he receive the blessing? No, he didn't. He ended up getting a curse because he thought the message could be used to make money. And when I say message, I mean the Lord Jesus. He thought he could betray the Lord for money. And in our time, people are using the message for the money. I'm not saying God cannot bless you financially, no. But betraying the message. He gave up on the message. He thought the message is something I should use for business. He traded the message for business in order to make money. Don't trade the message for fame. Listen, brothers and sisters. You can betray the message because of your marriage. Let me give you an example. We see divorces, like here in Zambia, it is also rising. And I look at many people, especially among sisters, oh man, it's a sorry sight. And if not careful, some are betraying the message in order to keep their marriages. They give up on Jesus. They trade him. Even as they come into the house of the Lord, they sell him. Their mind is thinking of, how am I going to keep my man? How am I going to keep my husband? How will I keep my marriage? But you cannot keep it on your own without Jesus. You need him. So if you need him here as you are sitting at the table, as he has invited you on the Lord's Supper, as he's breaking forth the bread of life, hear his words. His word will comfort you. His word will heal you. His word will deliver you. His word will open a door for you. It will make a way because Jesus is the way. So we see something from the life of Judas, that he betrayed the message of the Lord because he could not empty himself. The Bible tells us, brothers and sisters, that cast your burdens unto the Lord, for he cares for you. What burdens do you have, brothers and sisters? We are all living in this world which is full of trouble, full of burdens. Like the way Judas, maybe he was troubled. He had a burden of money, but he did not empty himself. He did not cast that burden unto the Lord. When he came at the table, as they were feasting with the apostles and Jesus Christ, he could have opened up to tell Jesus, oh, I have this burden. As we come in the house of the Lord, let's open up. Let's cast our burdens at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. He will help us. Because he cares for us. He's very merciful. Cast your burdens unto Jesus, for he cares for you and I, brothers and sisters. Casting our burden is to empty ourselves so that the Lord can do that which pleases him in us. So, friend, how comest thou in? You know, sometimes preachers would say, when you come in the house of the Lord, leave your problems outside. Oh, yes, indeed. They mean empty yourself. Do not be distracted as the word of the Lord is coming forth. As you are sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, empty yourself that the word of the Lord may be a blessing unto you. Because your burden can distract you. Yet, you have come the right way. You have been invited. And you are sitting in a high place where Jesus is. As your people or brothers and sisters are feasting upon his word, you may miss that.
Don't miss the blessing as you are sitting at the right place, as you have come according to the call of the Lord Jesus. Empty yourself, brothers and sisters. Leave your troubles. Let the Lord himself do that which pleases thee. Do not allow your burden to become a distraction like the way it was with Judas. Like I said, that let's assume it was a genuine need. It means that genuine need or genuine burden he had for money distracted him in order for him to do something terrible. The devil did not force him. It was through the decision that he made and he became a vessel of the devil. Including you and I. The devil cannot force you and I. It is through the decisions that we make. So what decisions are we making about our trouble? If we make the wrong decision on the burden we have, we become a tool of the devil that he distracts us to betray the message so that he can do that which pleases him. But let's be the tools of the Lord, that we empty ourselves so that the Lord can fully use us to glorify his name. The Lord is merciful. You see, brothers, let me speak of something. On verse 14, Matthew chapter 26, listen to what Judas told this chief priest. Matthew 26, verse 14. Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priest. He went to the chief priest. This is the one who went. On 15, and said unto them, what will you give me? So Judas is asking, what will you give me? Another attitude that is bad. As children of God, we should not come in the house of the Lord with this attitude of, when I go for fellowship, what will the Lord give me? So even as Judas was sitting at the Lord's table, he was saying in his heart, Jesus is wasting time. What am I going to get out of this place? I'm supposed to be there with the chief priest to get money. I'm supposed to be with the chief priest to do that business. Here there's nothing. You see, the attitude of Judas was bad. And our attitude, if we come into the house of the Lord, what will the Lord do for me if I go for fellowship? I have a deal this side that I must fulfill. That will make us miss the blessing, even though we may come for fellowship. You may be in the right place, but because your mind is thinking of deals outside, you cannot receive from the Lord. And we don't come into the house of the Lord with our mindset to say, what will the Lord do for me if I go for fellowship? What will God give me when I go to worship him? Brothers and sisters, let us come to the house of the Lord because of what he did on the cross of Calvary. He already paid the price. Don't look at what you do now. He already did it there on the cross. So Judas missed it here again. But what we learn from him, he is a friend of the Lord Jesus. How did he come in? Through an invitation, brothers and sisters. He did not get crushed. That's like you and I have come, brothers and sisters. We have come through an invitation. We have not yet crushed. But the question is, how is our attitude as we are sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus? Don't be troubled with the cares of the world. Let's learn to cast our burdens at his feet that he may help us. Let's learn to yield ourselves to him that he may grant us victory. Brothers and sisters, this life is full of battles, but we should learn on how to yield unto the Lord Jesus. We should learn as we come for fellowship to feast on the table, on the master's table. We should empty ourselves and allow him to fill us with his goodness. Brothers and sisters, may the good Lord continue helping us and granting us victory. As he continues inviting us at the table's master to feast, to come and dine with him, that he may do that which pleases him. Leave your cares at the feet of the Lord Jesus. Do not be troubled. Let me read John chapter 14. John chapter 14. I'll just read verse 1. John chapter 14, verse 1, the Bible reads, let not your heart be troubled. Yea, believe in God, believe also in me. As we come through this invitation, let's not be troubled. Let's leave our troubles outside. As we come in the house of the Lord will attend unto our needs, brothers and sisters. The Lord will meet us at the point of our need. For he cares for you and I. He is concerned about your needs. Brothers and sisters, God cares and is concerned. If only we can learn to empty ourselves and yield unto him, say, Lord, here I am. He knows that which troubles you. Only believe in him. He is God who is merciful. He loves and cares about you. So as he called you at the master's table to come and dine, let your mind be at peace, knowing that the master knows your need and he shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Let's overcome this attitude of Judas, of trying to use the message to make fame, to use the message to make money, coming to the house of the Lord with what you ye gave me, because there's a deal outside that is awaiting me. So if you can't bless me, let me go and fulfill my deal. That's not the right attitude. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord God bless you. As we continue looking at this thought, friend, how comest thou in? Shalom.